Hey, 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 and welcome back to another episode of the Dear Growing Women podcast. How are you? Let me know. How you doing? I hope you are doing well. I hope in this season of being who you really are, that you are growing and glowing and slaying wherever you are. Do they still say that? Probably not, but who cares? Anyway, listen, I know last week I missed the upload. I didn't miss the upload. There were technical difficulties and your girl couldn't recover, okay? I couldn't do it. And so I'm not even going to worry about it, all right? So don't worry about it either, because I'm back this week with a new episode called Be New. Now, I shared in the last podcast that the Lord asked me this question, and it has been a pivotal part of the last few weeks of for sure of my life. And I'm asking myself constantly, is this my old nature or is this my new nature? In the last podcast, I revealed that the Lord asked me, how can I bring new wine from you when you refuse to get rid of your old wineskins? And it has been on my shoulder. I told you, it's been like a constant check. Who is this? Who is this talking? Who am I listening to? Am I listening to my old man? Am I listening to my new self? Who has the authority here? So I've been wrestling with this episode, Be New, for about 2 weeks now. And I think when I was younger, I used to think when people said your old wineskins, that they were referring to just all nature of sin and just different things. And the Lord kind of revealed to me that it's more than what meets the eye, if that makes sense. It's more than sex. It's more than drugs. It's more than all of that stuff. It's more than all of the things people try to make really, really big, bigger than other things. When sometimes old wineskin could be the way you believe. It could be your thought pattern. It could be the way you behave. It could be your relationship with a person, with a family member. It could be forgiveness. It could be whatever that is, whatever that old wineskin is. That thing is blocking you from getting to where it is you need to be. I was thinking about a GPS, and I often use my GPS when I travel up and down the road and I go to multiple destinations. So instead of just doing one destination at a time, I go ahead and I put in every place I need to go, put it all in, and let the GPS kind of give me the quickest route to wherever I need to go in the fastest time, of course. And as I'm traveling, certain highways are known for more police presence than others. And when my GPS makes me aware that there might be a speed check or a wreck or something, some type of obstacle or object in the road, I would be a complete idiot not to listen. If the speed limit is 65 and I know I'm going 80, 85, and there's a speed check coming, and the GPS warns me, why wouldn't I slow down? Sometimes we can get tunnel vision like that, thinking about what we want, thinking about how we want it, thinking about when we want it. And we get this tunnel vision, and tunnel vision keeps us from flourishing. Let's go to Ephesians chapter 4, verse 17. I'm going to read from the New Living Translation. With the Lord's authority, and this is Ephesians chapter 4, verse 17. I'm going to read through verse 24. With the Lord's authority, I say this, live no longer as the Gentiles do. That means live no longer as those who don't believe do. For they are hopelessly confused. Their minds are full of darkness. They wander far from the life God gives because they have closed their minds and hardened their hearts against Him. They have no sense of shame. They live for lustful pleasure and eagerly practice every kind of impurity. But that isn't what you learned about Christ. Since you have heard about Jesus and have learned the truth that comes from him. Throw off your old sinful nature and your former way of life. Pause. Throw off the sin, but also your former way of life, which is corrupted by lust and deception. Instead, here's the solution. This is what you should do instead of. Let the Spirit renew your thoughts and attitudes. Let the Spirit renew your thoughts and attitudes. Put on your new nature, created to be like God, truly righteous and holy. In verse 18, it says, I want to go back there. It says their minds are full of darkness. And we know how it is in the dark, child. When it's dark, honey, obviously, you can't see. You almost forget the layout of your, if it's pitch black. Have you ever been in a cave? If you've never been in a cave in the dark, you haven't known dark. It was so dark, I couldn't think. That's how dark it was. Anywho. But they wander far from the life God gives because they have closed their minds and hardened their hearts against him. Then it goes on to say that they live for pleasure. I think in this world that we live in, I think we feel like the ultimate prize is pleasure and ecstasy and happiness and even wealth. And wealth is not bad. And certain pleasures are not bad, but that's not the end goal for the believer. If you have been in Christ for any amount of time and you've been in your word, you know that the enemy's job is to contaminate you and keep you so contaminated that you pull away from the God who saved your soul, literally. And that sucks because sometimes you can fight for freedom. Sometimes you can fight for change. You can fight for transformation. But if you don't start putting off things that are a disruption to your progress, putting off things that are a distraction and a hindrance to your growth, you're going to be trapped. It is impossible to mature. It is impossible to be unless we put off old things. It is impossible to walk in your calling unless you start pulling off old things. I think we also in the church context, because I'm a church girl, I grew up in church. And I've heard all types of teachings, and I think about how the definition for sin has changed over the years. So much so that the things that used to be sinful, bowling, going to the game, wearing pants, different things, things that people used to deem as sinful are now just like, okay, whatever, right? We have to be careful associating the old man with only sinful pleasure. It says also to put off your former way of life, the way you handle business. Put off your former way of life. Put off the way you have been doing things without Christ. Anything that you have done without him, put it off. The song says, without him, I would be nothing. Without him, I would fail. So everything that you've kind of grabbed and everything that you've kind of acquired without him, put it off. Put it off. Put it off. It could be the way you see yourself. For me, that's what that is. I have a lot of beliefs about myself that are not rooted in truth. That's one. And that's something that I realize and I recognize that I've probably been struggling with most of my life. Negative beliefs that I don't deserve to be in rooms that I have been invited to be a part of, conversations that I've been able to have, opportunities that I've been favored and blessed with. Because somewhere deep down on the inside, I don't believe I deserve it. I don't believe I'm good enough for it. And if I say that I'm not good enough for it, then I'm saying that the God who created me fearfully and wonderfully made a mistake. And listen, he don't make mistakes. He makes us just the way we need to be to accomplish his will in this earth. So my encouragement to you today is don't be afraid to be new. Newness isn't bad. Newness can be tough. Newness might mean you have to break away from old relationships. Newness can mean you might need to break away from old thought patterns. Newness could be you may need to revisit why you do what you do. Newness could be it's time to break off of that career, that job that you've been on, that same place, same pace for so long that you've gotten very comfortable. Break away from the comfort. Be new. I truly believe that the beauty of growing is the developing part. The part where the you right now can't handle, don't need the stuff that the you back then built. We have moments where we build things based on our current experiences. We build things based on our current design and whatever that season is. But when that season is up, it's time to tear down and put off, tear down, put off. But here's the thing. This is the interesting part. It's not that I haven't done this before. I have put down, put off, tore down. I've done all types of things. But what I'm finding is that this season right here requires a different tear down. Even things that I thought was like really good from the last season, right? Built some great things. I started this podcast in the last season. But the Holy Spirit needed me to kind of shift. And so whatever that looks like for me now, it's new for me, but I'm going. Why am I going? Because I didn't have any direction for myself anyway. And any plans that I did have for myself, his plans are always better. Period. His plans are always better. And I'm not going to sit here and tell you that it doesn't suck. I mean, like, it's not hard and it's not. And I'm not going to tell you that it's always fair. It's the same way. if you are a sneakerhead, then you know. You get a fresh pair of J's or a fresh pair of Dunks. And you put that first crease in them. It's just kind of like, I just got these shoes, right? I just built that, God. And you want me to tear it down? You want to build something new? I'm surrendered. I'm submitted. What else am I going to do? You know better anyway. I just know that whatever you are tearing down, rebuilding, or building new, you're not alone. You're not alone. You're not alone. You're not alone. You are not alone because I'm tearing down and building up too. And I'm loving seeing God take things that I've had and making them new, even how he's transforming my thoughts, how he's transforming my beliefs, and how he's staffing my life with people who understand where I am, but also understand where I'm going and where I need to be. And so any hazard, any obstacle that stands as a blockage to me getting to that new destination, you got to have people that can be like, nah, don't risk it. Mm-mm. It is a privilege to have the check of the Holy Spirit. Conviction is really what it is. It is a privilege to have that. It's an honor to have God the Spirit dwell on the inside of us and also nudge us, tell us what to do, how to do it, when to do it. Be new. Don't be afraid of it. There are some beautiful things that come after you tear down, put off, and rebuild. And it's going to keep happening. It's going to happen over and over and over again. But the beautiful part is that every time you have to tear down and put off, He will help you rebuild. So let's pray. Father, I am humbled that You would have me to share this, what I consider the ugly part of my journey, with others. And I thank You, Lord, that You hear us when we cry to You, when we pray. I am appreciative of the mere fact that You chose us. You didn't make a mistake. You didn't even bat an eye when You called our names. And so, God, we're really, really grateful for that. I pray that we won't be afraid of being new, that we won't be afraid of tearing down, rebuilding, that we won't be afraid to put off our former way of life, our former selves. And if there is anything in us, if there is anything in our attitudes or behaviors that lend to impurity, that lend to inauthenticity, that lend to us not being who You made us to be, forgive us. We don't always get it right, but we don't always want to get it wrong either. Help us to not, give us the awareness to not ignore the Holy Spirit check, the conviction. Help us to not ignore those things at all. You are great and mighty and sovereign and excellent in all Your ways. And I pray, Lord, that You will get the glory out of everything we do, everything we say, every way we behave, our thoughts, our attitudes. Pray, Lord, that You would get the glory out of them all. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.